very important for our members that we have the minister engaging at our annual event, because you know it sends a signal that the Irish Nature and Hill Farmers Association are you know steadily becoming a voice and a stakeholder, particularly now with regard to the upcoming CAP negotiations, that the new Common Agricultural Policy negotiations that are being put in place. And already the minister has you know taken us onto a number of stakeholder committees in advance of that. So this is an opportunity for our members to come. Our delegates will be there from lunchtime on Thursday, and indeed all members can come along then for the afternoon session where the minister is due to attend. So you know, as I say, it's very important for our membership and indeed for farmers in general in the Northwest to ensure that you know the minister hears what's important to us as farmers, to remain vibrant in those communities and indeed keeping the communities viable as well. So it's a very important day for the association.
A number of pressing matters will be discussed at the AGM as well. Obviously, so many hot topics in agriculture at the moment. The beef compensation fund is one. You've already alluded to there. CAP payments is something that's equally as important at the moment. And of course, the main issue which is facing and affecting so many farmers and so many industries, particularly in the Northwest and in the border regions, is Brexit.
In relation to the beef fund, it's a direct response for market disturbance on the back of Brexit, and Brexit hasn't happened. The uncertainty since the announcement and since the vote in the UK made life for all farming in this country a lot more difficult and more challenging. The 100 million package that the minister announced is in direct response to that market volatility, and we must ensure now that that all the beef producers, the 78,000 beef farmers in the country, get a share of that 100 million fund.
And that's your farm news. A very good evening.